This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States waged military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon said Thursday's strikes, the first military action of the Biden administration, were a retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq early this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. The president's decision to strike only in Syria and not in Iraq, at least for now, also gives the Iraqi government some breathing room as it carries out its own investigation of the February 15th attack. Rocket attacks on the U.S. positions there in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former President Donald Trump. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet later today to discuss the vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines are already in widespread use here in the U.S. from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech. A shot from AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford is in use in Britain, Europe, South Asia, Brazil, Mexico, and elsewhere. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available in the U.S. It was about 66% effective against infections that cause from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech both reported 95% overall efficacy. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Protests against the military coup resume today, Friday, across Myanmar, despite growing intimidation from security forces and from pro-junta gangs the day before. On Thursday, tensions escalated on the streets of Yangon between anti-coup protesters and supporters of the military. The violence complicates an already intractable standoff between the military and a protest movement that has been staging large rallies daily to demand that Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government be restored to power. She and other politicians were ousted and arrested back on February 1st in a takeover that shocked the international community and reversed years of slow progress toward democracy. Donald Trump supporters who launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol last month have indicated they want to blow up the building and kill members of Congress, according to the acting chief of the Capitol Police. Yogananda Pittman told lawmakers the threat suggests extremists could target the building during an upcoming address by President Biden as she pushed for continued high security around the Capitol. About 5,000 troops remain on duty at the Capitol since Trump supporters stormed the building last month, vandalizing the building inside, injuring officers. Five people in all died in the violence, including a Capitol police officer. More than 200 people have been charged so far for their roles in the riot, including some with ties to the far-right fringe groups such as the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. Hong Kong began administering its first COVID-19 vaccines today. People aged 60 and older and healthcare workers are among the 2.4 million currently prioritized to receive the vaccines first. Participants so far will be receiving vaccines by Chinese pharmaceutical firm Sinovac. Authorities say a former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach, Matthias to disgrace sports doctor Larry Nassar, killed himself after being charged with 24 crimes, including forms of human trafficking. The Attorney General of the state of Michigan announced John Gettert's death Thursday, just 3 hours after telling reporters the charges against Gettert included sexual assault, human trafficking, and turning his Lansing area gym into a criminal enterprise. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.